Thank you. I'll start again. Shemre Yain. Oh, Haru. Shemre Yain. Saif Hey. Resh Dalet Saif Hey. Shemre Yain. Sediments of wine. Mevarech Alehem. Bore Priya Gefen. You make a Gefen. Mishnah Brura. Hainu Bishalon Atan Alehem Mayim. He didn't put water on them. Ela Shata Otam Gufa. He drank them the way they are. Mepenesh Yesh Bam Lachluchi Yain. It has a lot of wine in it. Mevarech Bore Priya Gefen. So the shemarima on the bottom of the barrel, right? All the wine particles, they settle down to the bottom. They settle down to the bottom. So there's a lot of, when you pour off the wine, there's going to be a lot of wine absorbed in the sediments. That's hagefen. Even though it's not healthy to drink the shemarim, so you shouldn't make a bracha on them altogether. If shar, it's possible, the mighty shematzat rakalach luchimem. He's sucking out the Jews from the sediments. Look in Chaf Aleph in the Sharatzion. I am b'magen of Rambe Terutso. Ve'efshar de'zeo kavanato. That maybe that's what he meant. Va'ayin levush va'agraz. Va'ayin b'babatra tzadizayin amud. Aleph tosvo tibur matchil mi. Te'lechura hu hepech misayif ze. And the Rebbeinu Tam there, it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Tzarich iyun. He's not sure what to say. Okay. Back upstairs. Natan Bahem Mayim, if he put water on the sediments to get the juice out and to make it into wine. Im Natan Shalosh Midot Mayim. If he put three measures of water, then when he put it off, right, he put in 3/4 of a cup, he comes out, he's got a cup. So where'd the extra quarter come from? It means that the water loosened up the wine in the sediments and he got out extra. So now he's what's it called? Now he's what's it called? Now he's got the wine that's diluted 1/4. Havale kiyain mazug. That's like diluted wine. And we know Ravi used to dilute his wine 1 part water to 3 part, 1 part wine to 3 parts water. Umevarech bore priya gefen. Ve'imatzapahot. But if he put in 3/4 of a cup and he only found, less than a full cup, right? Imatzapahot. Aval pi sheyesh bo ta'am yain. Even though it tastes like wine. It's just flavor, acidity. It's not considered wine. You make shakol. Let's see the Mishnah Brura. Shalosh mido ma'iri b'shemarim shel anavim. He makes a disclaimer. It's talking about sediments from grape wine. Wine that you press from real grapes. Shena'asu b'li ta'arove ma'im. And you made it without mixing water in. Because if you already put water in the grapes when you made it, it's ready watered down. Aval b'yensu mukim shelanu, they used to make raisin wine. Shenishrim et tehelat simukim imayim, that the raisins are already soaked with wine. Imken gambel with water. Sorry, gambel lachluchi yain sheyesh b'ashemarim. So when you get the sediments, meuravim et tehelat tor b'imayim. There's a lot of water mixed in there anyway. Uchshonoten od mayim. For sure, it's matel. No, they made raisin wine with water. If you found less than 4 parts, it only works with shemarim. Meaning, why am I saying? Now, the Ramah is going to say at the end of the Saif that wine is technically possible to still be wine even if you mix it 1 to 6. So he says vidavka bishmarim. So only this what it has to be 1 to 4 is when you're mixing it with from shemarim. Mishum de lachluchi yain sheyesh bahem. The wine in them eno hashuv kol kach is not so significant. Aval yain gufa. But if you have pure wine sheyatzah midrichat anavim that came out from pressing grapes. Im shafach alehem mayim, if you put water in them. Afilu yoter mishlosha halakim. It could even be more than 3 to 1. Ad karov l'shisha. Till like 5 to 1. Almost 6. Gam ken yain gamuru. It's considered wine. Kedil kameh b'hagaha, at least according to the Ramah. Uba'inan shirak. But there's one condition. It could even be more than 3 to 1 according to this. Shiyehe bo ta'am yain. It has to taste like wine. Shira'u l'shtiyah. Then it's drinkable. Ayideh mizigazu. And people drink this diluted wine in place of wine. the ilav achi, if not, amrin and the betelah the atom, esil kol adam. En mevarech ela shehakol. So if you have less than 1 to 4, shehakol, v'acharav, b'tkapo nefashot, you make nefashot. Now, v'haynu, v'yenot shelahem, shehayu chazakim, says Maram. That's only by their wines that were strong. So you can dilute it, 1 pot wine, 3 pots water. Aval yenot shelanu she'enam chazakim kol kach. Our wines that are not so strong, filu ramat lata, even if he put 3 pots, ve'ata arba'a, and the four pots came, and the four, now you have 4. Enu mevarech ala bore pri hagefen. So how much do you need? V'nereh she'misha'arim ba'shi'ur she'mozgim yayin she'be'oto makom. The amount that they dilute wine over there. Says the Ish Matzliach, Lefikach, Bazman Hazeh, nowadays, She'en Regilu, Lemzok Et Hayayin. Nowadays, people drink the wine straight. They don't dilute it. En Levarech, Bore Pri Hagefen, Ela Em Ken Yesh Bo Rov Yayin. Has to be a majority wine. Ve'av She'yesh Acharonim, She'mechalakim Ben Yayin, Le'shemre Yayin. Lema'aseh, En La'akel Bazeh L'Sfaradim. You can't, the French word for Sfaradim, Shken Pasak Maran, Harishon Letzion, Vigam L'Ashkenazim, Ra'ui L'Achmir. Makes sense even for Ashkenazim. Kivan Shayom, and Derech Limzog Yain. Everything is based on if you dilute the wine, nobody does it. Umashi Mozgim Ayain, Bamefalim. Ah, this is what they do it in factories. Enoklum. Shimanichim Bo Homarim Shonim. They put other chemicals, Latet Lotam, to give it taste. Velo hashiva meziga, that's not called meziga. Ayin od bechazon avadya. So therefore, they do know. Now, in Israel, they have a lot of chemicals. Sometimes over here too. Ve'im noten mayim al shimrei yayin bazman hazeh. So if you wanted to make this type of wine from the shimarim, tzarich sheyetzei yoter mipishnayim. You would need more than double to come out. So then you have rov wine, sheyeh rov yayin. Okay. Let's see. Now, Hagaha. Umilvad shelo yehe ayayin echad mishisha b'mayim. Maran says you need to have not 1 to 4, less. You have to have, less than 1 to 4. Meaning you can't have 3 pots water, 1 pot wine. It has to be less water to the wine. Comes the Ramah, right? Today. Comes the Ramah. Umilvad shelo yehe ayayin echad mishisha b'mayim. As long as you don't have the wine 1/6 of the water. Kihaz vadai batil. He's gone the wrong way. Maram was saying you need less water. The Ramah just told you, but don't do more water. Ubilvat shelo yehem. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Tivrei hagaha. En lahem bi'ur. We can't explain it. Ta mechaber halo ba lehachmir. Maran is coming to be more machmir. To be yenot shelan with our wine, lo sagi, it's not enough. She yehe rak rivit yayin. Va'afilu maderech be'oto makom. Even if in that place, la'aso meziga gedola. They dilute the wine. Halo pachom rivit yayin. Less than rivit. Bevada lo ma'ani. That doesn't help. Afilu biyonot shelahem shayu chazakim. Meharama ma'ashma. Temahani ad karov l'shisha chalakim. It sounds like it would help up till 6. The answer is he's not talking about getting from sediments. The maximum you can ever get to is a quarter because the wine is not so chashuv. The agur was talking b'yen anavim gufa, talking about diluting wine, real wine. Keshem was going mine. The ad karov l'shisha up to six pots shem yain alav. Kiaz, ve'imayayin yoter me'acham yishisha b'mayim. It's more than 1 to 6. Shem yayin alav. If there's more wine than 1 to 6, it's considered wine. Ublvad, and here's the big disclaimer. Sheyehe bo tam ve'reach shel yayin. It should smell and taste like wine. Ve'derech b'nei adam lishtoto, and people drink it, ve'miziga kazu, with such a dilution. Ve'chanal besof sa'if katan chavtet. Talking, even when you're talking about wine, he's only talking about pure wine. You squeeze grapes. Lachen ra'ui, so it's strong. She yitosef alav aharkach harbe ma'im, yeshem yain alav. Aval b'yen simukim shelanu, the wine that we make from raisins, shenetarevu metehelat simukim b'harbe ma'im, the raisins are already mixed with a lot of water. En shayach lal aharkach miziga kazu, you can't dilute it, it's already diluted. V'afilu pachot mizeh, even less than that, mitbatel shem yain al yedeh zeh. It's going to lose the shem yain by diluting it. V'ayin lekaman siman ayin resh beh b'mishnah b'rasiv katan tedva dain shesham nitba'er etev din zeh. But if it's less than 1/6 v'adai batel afilu yesh bo ta'am yain, even if it tastes like wine, v'av te be'al makayim ala ta'am ki ikar de'oraita. Even though we hold that ta'am ki ikar, ha'chala hashiv ta'am, it's not considered a taste. It's just like acid. If wine mixed with other drinks, what we wrote over there. Temed, you know something? Bring the piskei tshuvas chelik bit. It's over there on the shelf. So the in the Piskei Tshuvas he quotes. He says. Says even the Pri Megadim says you should be choshesh to yenot shelanu she'enam chazakim, and not to mix water only up until rov. Right, not the wine should be a rov. However, he says, if somebody is mekel, like the Ramah, the Mishnah Berurah, yesh ko amal usmuf. He quotes, interesting, from Yalkut Yosef, that let's say Ashkenazi is making Kiddush on Ashkenaz wine that's more diluted, and the Sfaradi is Yotzeh, he says it could be Yotzeh. He says,
Shalom, you go away.
He says, this is only talking about wine. But by grape juice, you shouldn't mix even a little bit of water in the grape juice. That's, he's quoting from Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Eliashiv. Because they say, even a little bit of water takes away the flavor. Even less than all takes away the taste. He says, but some disagree. He quotes the Minchas Yitzchak that says that up until a third of water you could do. He said, even the Chazon Ish also said that nowadays, he thinks the most water you should put in the wine today is a third. Even Ashkenazim. Even more Mahmir. Huh? What about from concentrate? He thinks you could make a Geffen, he says, but a lot of times there's other things, he quotes other poskim. You don't have a lot of it here, no. Most of it is really one. Over here, nothing is more than rov, what they sell over here, as far as we know. Baruch Adonai le'olam, amen ve'amen.